TalkZone.com.
Mike Northwebio Productions presents Barely Legal, featuring former Chicago Bear Robin Earl and Mike's guy, attorney David Spada, talking NFL football and legal issues in the NFL. Whoa.
Oh, hell yeah!
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Barely Legal Show. It's a fabulous day here in Chicago. David, can you believe my car actually registered 60 degrees this morning while driving in here to the Talk Zone studios? We are the Barely Legal Show, and we are back better than ever. I'm Robin Earl, former fullback and tight end for your Chicago Bears, and alongside me each week is my co-host and partner in crime, an attorney at law, David Spada. And we'll be also joined here a little bit later with our wonderful internist, Lonnie. And she's doing a great job getting some information and all the sheets we need in front of us. Each week, the Barely Legal Show is brought to you by the White Mike North Webio Productions, Stewart's Coffee, Next Step Medical Group, and the Liberty Chicago WiMAX team, where you can have home digital phone service for only $24.95 a month with no contracts, no taxes, no deposits, and unlimited calling anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico with over 20 free call features. And when you refer three customers to your home phone service, it is absolutely free. I'm not sure if everyone understands what I just said there. Refer three and your phone service is free for life. That's a minimum savings of about $800 a year. And as usual, big salute goes out to Dave Olson, the guy behind the glass who makes our show happen each week. Well, anyway, David,
So you get a free phone service if you refer three people. I went to the bakery today, got some donuts. There's no more Baker's Dozen, so no one gives anything away for free anymore.
You can't get 13 donuts anymore?
I asked them. They said, no, the economy.
Oh, hey, look what we got here. Mr. Turner is on the phone. he's on right now?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, fantastic. Coach Turner, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing fantastic. Hey, thanks for coming on here. I wasn't sure if we were able to catch you, but obviously a big day tomorrow. Draft day. I know that we don't have a pick till the 49th pick and all that, but you've got to be happy with the acquisition of Jay Cutler.
Yeah, I really am. I'm excited about him. He's been here about 3 weeks now, so we've had a chance to get on the field, do some work, and get a lot of meeting time in.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's good that you got him in at the early, so you get him in those OTAs?
We haven't even started those yet. Our OTAs start May 20th, but we're doing just off-season workouts. So he's here and lifting and running with the guys, and we're going out and throwing a couple days a week. Just routes, timing, all that kind of stuff. No 7-on-7 and nothing competitive yet, but we're also getting, you know, quite a bit of meeting time, man. Get them caught up on everything.
Did you ever dream of getting Jay Cutler here in Chicago?
Maybe dreamed of it, yeah. Didn't know for sure if it was going to happen, but, you know, he's a great young man and a hard worker, really committed to it and really a good player.
Now, that's good. You know, he's got the big time arm, and that's exactly what we'll be needing. And I think just by looking at his mannerisms, of course, the last three seasons with Denver, I believe he's going to bring the leadership skills in the huddle.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's a very good leader. I know he's extremely competitive, and everything I've heard talking to people that were there, they all loved him. Talked about it exactly what you said, that he is a good leader. Great huddle presence and all that stuff to go along with his athleticism. So, yeah, I think he's going to be, and he's had 3 years of playing the league, so we're getting him, you know, as he's learned how to do a lot of those things.
Right at the right time. What is Orlando Pace? How's he had a knee issue or something? How's he looking?
He's fine. He's healthy. In fact, he has said he's healthy as he's been in several years. He's here, same thing, working out, going through everything, and he looks great.
Are you going to let Jay Cutler open up the offense this year? You're going to play the standard offense we have the last couple of years?
Well, we're going to, you know, obviously do what we need to do to win. And we know that with Jay and he can make some plays, he can make some things happen. So we're definitely going to try to utilize that. We're still going to, you know, want to be able to run the football. You got to be able to run the football to win. But you also got to score points to win. To score points, you got to give quarterback opportunities to make plays, receivers opportunities to make plays. And we won't hesitate to do that.
Coach, you've probably heard this 1,000 times, of course. I played with Doug Buffone, and Doug's three keys to success in the NFL. You know what those are, right?
Um, But, give them to me.
We always have fun with this one. It's run the football.
Yeah.
Okay. Second is stop the run.
Yeah. And play good defense.
And pressure the quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
No question. You still have to do those things to win. But I'm going to add another one. You got to score points to win.
Got to score points, particularly this day and age of the National Football League. You know, if we can, you know, I think our defense, I think is still going to be solid. I think in the draft, we might be able to pick up maybe in the middle round somewhere, a safety or a corner, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm obviously not involved on that side of the ball, but, I'm sure we'll look at it, and Jerry and Lovey and everybody will, address our needs that we have. But our defense is really good. We got some great players over there, and we're going to have an outstanding defense like we've had. We have, and especially when we stay healthy, and great coaches, great defensive players. So offensively, hopefully we can, pick up our end of it and score some points. Like I said, it's hard to win without scoring, and we got some guys, I think, that can help us do that.
I'll tell you what, I really was impressed with Matt Forte last year. He looked like the best running back we've had since Neil Anderson. He kind of reminds me of Neil here, can run the ball, catch the ball. Did you ever dream that Matt Forte could do what he did last year?
Yeah, I think it's really hard for a rookie to come in and have the impact and the consistency, that he showed. But I know on film, we loved him. We loved him on film and thought he could come in and be an impact player. I don't think you can ever look at it and predict a rookie's going to come in and, rush over 1,000 yards, catch 60-some balls, lead the team in rushing and receiving in the same year and break, franchise records for rushing yards in a year and total yards in a year and all that kind of stuff. But we did expect him to come in and have an immediate impact.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I see yesterday they awarded the Brian Piccolo Award. I believe he was the winner alongside Peanut Tillman.
Exactly. Yeah, he got the rookie, and then Peanut got the veteran award, and both of them obviously very, very deserving. I think they definitely exemplify everything that Brian Piccolo is about.
Absolutely. I go back when I was drafted in 1977, Coach, and of course, the Brian Piccolo was still pretty fresh in a lot of people's minds, and used to have those fantastic golf outings and raise a lot of money for the cancer charities and so forth. It's just a wonderful, wonderful cause. If there's one, that was a slam dunk for me. If I was going to vote, Matt Forte is the rookie, who is definitely. And of course, Peanut Tillman does a lot in the community. I see him around quite a bit, does a wonderful job, and a great ambassador for the Chicago Bears. No question about it.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Great, great young man. Very, very good player, obviously, but he's better off the field probably than he is on it. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow, draft day, what'll be your role? What do you do?
We've pretty much done, our work and everything. My job is really to give my opinion, write my reports, study certain positions especially, and write up and talk about our needs and give my opinion on draft day. Really, the work's pretty much done. It's kind of like, going to a game. Everything's done now. They say the hay's in the barn.
Hay's in the barn.
Okay, so now we just got to wait and see who drafts who and all that stuff. It's kind of like on game day. Your plan's in. Now you adjust your plan as you go. It's pretty much the same thing. I'll be in my office, and I'm not in the war room. I'm not in the draft room. I've given all my opinions and everything. Now, they may call me down there.
Sure.
They may come down and ask, or Lovey may call and say, hey, it's between these two guys. We're going to take this position. It's between these guys. What's your feeling on it or whatever, which they probably already know because I've given it enough times. But, there'll be some last
sure.
things like that. So I'm really just here kind of on call, if needed. Otherwise, I'm just in my office doing work and watching on TV.
I got a question for you with this tight end situation. Everybody makes a big to-do about Desmond Clark, and Greg Olsen looks like a future Pro Bowler. The guy who really impressed me in the limited action was Kellen Davis. This guy's big. Looks like he can catch the ball.
Yeah, he's going to be a good player. We're excited about him. And we didn't get him on the field much last year. He played in goal line situations, some short yardage situations. But we are excited about him. He, like you said, he's big. He can catch the ball. He doesn't always look pretty catching it, but he catches it. And he just has to learn to play. He's so tall that he has to learn to get his pads down and play with better pad level, which he's really working on this offseason. He's having a great offseason. And, I think Kellen, can develop into being a good player and being a good complement to Greg and Dez.
We've got all our lists in here. We've got the Mel Kiper, the McShane, the Sporting Good News, and so forth. And Dave brought something out that was very interesting. He was looking at this kid, wide receivers and tight ends. Of course, this is the Sporting News. He likes this kid, Lewis Murphy from Florida.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's got good speed, good player. You know, so I can see why he likes him.
Yeah, it wasn't that. The Percy Harvin, was that the one that
he had some? I think he failed a drug test for marijuana, and they said he's dropping.
Yeah, I think he did fail that, and he is dropping a little bit, but he's not going to drop too far.
Gotcha. Anyway, real quick, like here, I know you just got a couple of minutes. How's your son doing?
I was just going to ask you the same thing.
How's Preston?
Cameron's doing pretty well. He started one game last year, played some. He played a lot in the Florida game at the end of the year, and actually threw a touchdown pass, caught a touchdown pass, and that was kind of a thrill for him. Unfortunately, he hurt his shoulder, so he had surgery, so he missed spring ball.
Oh, my.
He'll be fine, and, you know, he's rehabbed it and all that stuff. He's started back to throwing a little bit, so he'll be fine, but he's doing real well. How about you? How's Preston doing?
Well, Preston is actually going to transfer, Coach. Unfortunately, he was, before they stepped on the field for spring ball, he was put third on the depth chart. You know, they've got a whole coaching change there, so you know how that can affect a lot of different things. But he's looking at Hobart, D3, and he's looking at Northern Michigan on the D2 side. So we're going to be taking trips out there, and hopefully we'll find a home for him.
Well, that sounds good. Well, tell him I said hello, and good luck.
And Robin's other son should be the starting quarterback for Stevenson. He's 6'5", going to be a junior this year.
Yeah, he got the tall gene.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
Yeah, he's a great kid, and he's out there throwing the discus right now.
Oh, great.
So anyway, Coach, good luck tomorrow, and good luck to the Chicago Bears, and let's get a great pick on that 49th and the 99th, and I think it's like 116th or whatever it is, but good luck.
You never know what Angelo, the way he makes trades.
Exactly. You don't know. It's just that's why kind of what I said, just kind of wait and see what happens on game day.
All right. Thanks again, Coach.
Good. Thanks.
Thanks. All right, guy.
Bye.
Hey, anyway, that was Ron Turner, the offensive coordinator for our Chicago Bears. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to get Jay Hilgenberg on the phone.
Sounds great.
All right, man.
Attention employers of medical professionals and medical professionals looking for new employment opportunities. Do you ever think about how much time and money you spend searching for the perfect candidate to add to your medical team? Do you ever wonder what other career opportunities are out there for you, but you're too exhausted at the end of your day to look? Then you need to contact Next Step Medical Staffing. At Next Step, the medical professional can count on us to alleviate the stress of searching for a new job. And for all your employment managers, we ensure we provide you with the most qualified candidate to meet your medical staffing need. We assist our clients and medical professionals to fill staffing needs in the areas of nursing, allied health, physician, clinical research, psychiatric, and federal staffing services. Call 1-877-6-NEXT-STEP. Or find us on the web at nmsstaffing.com. Let our professional staff show you we are your next step in solving your medical staffing and career needs.
Need sound legal advice? If you've been injured at work, in a car accident, or on the job, or received a traffic ticket, then call me, Attorney David Spada. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't represent yourself. Ensure your rights are protected. Call me, David Spada, at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. You can also download my sports and legal show, Barely Legal, with former pro football player Robin Earl on TalkZone.com.
When you hear a police siren, what are the first words out of your mouth? Well, it should be to call an attorney you can trust. My guy! Attorney David Spada. Going to court without an experienced traffic attorney could result in a conviction, loss or suspension of your driver's license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. I wouldn't want any of these, and you shouldn't either. Don't screw up by not calling David Spada. Call David now, 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. Or visit northtonorth.com to see the reduced rates David Spada is offering.